remember about the buildings, the grounds and the property, what a large property it was. Has anyone got any comments about that? How you thought when you first came here?
It was absolutely huge.
It was the biggest, yes.
We had the War Memorial, where is that?
Yeah. It'd be the first building opposite the Reed House.
Sometimes the War Memorial gets left out of
here. This is back the front, that's the War Memorial.
Yes, this is the War Memorial here, isn't it? Mm. Well, this was all corn, right down here.
There was a field of corn. There were paddocks here. This is where the bales were down here.
Yeah.
And this is where Jones, the gardener, was.
And we used to go down for the milk every day. And we had our own market garden. And the girls used to drag a sack down, and we'd get so many carrots, so many potatoes. The boys would dig them up for us. And they were all fresh. And we had the laundry. The laundry is straight opposite the now museum.
Where is it?
Behind the administration box, sort of, wasn't it?
The Sargood Hall was the administration block.
That's the laundry there.
The laundry is underneath the hospital.
The laundry was underneath the hospital. It was
on the opposite side of the road to the hospital, the corner of the hospital.
Not for me. The opposite side of the road to the hospital is the Sargood Hall.
No, the laundry was on the same side.
You mean opposite side of the lane?
It was a lane. The hospital was on the right-hand side, about halfway down. The laundry was nearly opposite, up on the bank. I worked in the laundry for 12 months.
Let's decide that we don't agree about where the laundry was.
My brother worked in it.
But I think we've all talked about the first homes that we're in. I think we've said a bit about that. Anyone want to talk a bit more about the first home, though?
Well, the first home I was
number
in
one
was
Cumbrae.
Number two. Well, then I remember going from the infant's home to I think it was the next home next to it. Well, I think it was. As far as I can recollect, was a boys' home, because most of the big kids were in that home there. Monty Ross, Don Ross, I had a few of their names in here, and they all belonged to the pipe band, or closely associated with the pipe band. Mm. And from there on, we were shifted down to number six, with Miss Tarling there, and quite a few other matrons at the time. Matrons come and matrons go, but Burnside Homes went on forever.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And from number six, we were there for quite a while, and then over to number seven. That was opposite the school. That was number
seven. It's now called Robertson. With the one of those ones with the big castle.
Yeah, yeah. This one here.
Fred, is that number 9 or number 11?
Number 7. Yeah.
That's on the opposite side then, of the school.
Right opposite the school. In Billmore Road. What's the name of that road?
Mason Drive.
Right opposite the school.
That's it.
School on one side, number 7 on the other. Mm. And then...
That's Mason's Drive between...
The school and that home.
Yeah. I called that home number 11 at that time.
Yeah. No, number 11 was right down the other end.
You're calling it 11 here and I'm calling it 11 there and 12. We're mixed up in those two numbers. I appreciate your difference, but I won't...
Because I was in number 11 too.
Well, that's where I was, from 6 to 11. Look.
Yeah, but, and there's number 7, which you all agree on.
Yeah. That was number 11, Son of the Rock.
I won't agree on number 7 Son yet, because this is awkward.
Son of the Rock is next door to Reed.
Kids made a mistake. Blackwood was number 10, wasn't it? Blackwood was number 10.
Yeah, if you say so, yes.
Yeah, that was right. But then number 7 had a peculiar name too, I think it was... Cade Clan Donacade.
Yes,
not
that's
mistaken.
Right. Yes, it means the donation of the Robertson Hunt family.
Yeah,
yes,
that's right.
What's the number 7?
Early.
Well, anyhow,
Early is the one that used to be the administration.
Number 9. We call number 9.
Which you called number 9.
Early. That's right. Yes. My sister called her home. That when she called the house.
Yeah. Well, I went from number 6 to number 7, and then. When I became a farm boy, I think number 6 was turned into the home for boys who worked on the farm.
That's right, because it was down the road a bit.
Down the gully and out of the way, and we could sing out and get the cows up for breakfast quite easy without disturbing anybody else.